Okay, so thank you all again. Very big chizuk to see everybody here, and learning Kol Torah and Beis Medrash Valdik. And again, want to dedicate the shir for four shleima for our parents Ben Chaya and Dvorah Leah. And thank Rabbi Kleinman for carving out of his extremely busy schedule time to mechazik our tzibur and learn with us in the chizuk. And it's very much appreciated that you're able to do that. So thank you very much. And at this time, you will actually be able to hear shir that you've been expecting and eagerly waiting to hear. So thank you very much, Rabbi Kleinman.
I just want to begin by thanking the fellows for inviting me. The truth is that it's one of those strange things. You know, you go to an airport and I'm on a plane and I ask somebody, where do you live? I'm going to Florida, where do you live? So they say they live in New York. Why are you going to Florida? I'm going to see Florida. Right? And you come to Florida, and you say Shalom Aleichem to somebody, and he says, oh, I'm headed out, I'm going to New York. This is New York. The type of people is that everybody wants to see the other place. You have here Talmidei Chachamim. You don't need to summon somebody from Brooklyn, New York to come give a shir. I think the pshat is because in Florida, they're not used to brawls and fighting and hitting back. It's for New Yorkers to talk about. So maybe that's why they wanted someone who's experienced. But in any event, I'm not sure which, to tell you the truth, I'm not sure which noise to focus on. Yesterday, I learned about the Shrushim, the Yesaidos of Ovid Inish Dina Lenafshe. Today we had a sugya of what I refer to as an extension of Ovid Inish Dina Lenafshe, the sugya of Chavolos and fighting back. So I guess what I'll do is Reb Lezer told me yesterday he didn't focus on Halacha Lemaisa. I guess what I'll do is I'll throw out two or three noisim, two or three nidainim, cases that actually came up Ladina, Lamaisa. And I hope through there to touch on different pratim. And I'm going to throw out the three shilas in the beginning, and I don't know if we'll get to all of them. But this way, at least you'll see where we're headed, where we're headed, time permitting. A year and a half ago, I got a shaila from a Yiddish locksmith. From a Yid. He said he was contacted by a homeowners association in the city. They asked him if they could hire him to change the locks on somebody's apartment. From a homeowners association, it was a co-op. And it seems that the individual in the apartment, who owned the apartment, had been delinquent in paying his dues to the homeowners association, or to the, you know, the what in Eretz Yisrael is referred to as Vad Bayit. And part of the contractual obligations is that you're obligated to pay somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,000 a year for maintenance, etc. If not, they reserve the right to limit your access to your apartment. This fellow had been living there for 17 years, and he had never once paid his dues. And they had mund him, and he never had an excuse. He just said, yeah, mirtz Hashem. When I tell people to come to Night Seder, to Balabatim, come to, they say, mirtz Hashem. I say, Hashem Reitzah. I promise you, Hashem Reitzah. Yeah. So he said, mirtz Hashem. he's not paying. He has no taina, he has no nothing. He's just not doing it. This fellow decided to renovate. He left, moved out for a few months, and there's work going on in the apartment. And they contacted this locksmith that they want him to change to break the locks, take the locks off the apartment, change the locks. It's a Fruma owner, a Fruma HA, and a Fruma locksmith. The locksmith came to me and he asked me, is he allowed to do it? So I asked him, what are you going to gain? He'll also hire a locksmith. He'll get your locks off. So he explained that the homeowners association has a lot more time and resources. He needs his house. You know, so yeah, he said, Fakir, that's how you can make, he said it's a big job, it's a good job, because he's going to break the locks, put on a new lock. They'll break the locks, take it off. It'll go back and forth a few times. And he said, eventually the guy's going to run out of patience, geduld, and he's going to pay up his dues. So here we have a shaila of it in Ishvidal and Nafshe. Is the HA allowed to do that? Are they allowed to break the locks of someone else's apartment to prevent him from going into his apartment in order to get what's owed to them? You also have a shaila, even if they're allowed to do it, are they allowed to do it? Al-Yidei Shliach. Is he allowed to do this? He's not the HA. He's not the one who owed the money. They are. They're owed the money. So if they want to go ahead and break the locks, by all means, be my guest. But he's not the one who's owed the money. Is he allowed to do it? That was the second shaila. And this is one shaila of Avad in Ishdin al-Anafshe. It's mamish, the kishkas of the sugya in Simin Dalid in Shulchan Aruch, in Baba Kamach of Zayin Chavches. This is mamish, this is the sugya. That's one shaila. Another shaila of Avad in Ishdin al-Anafshe, or HaKopanim, the sugya of Hakko, I should say, is a shaila I got from two bachram. So in the second half of the summer, I'm the Marad Asra in Camp Aguda. So Reisman is here the first half, I'll be here the second half. And for whatever reason, Camp Aguda seems to be a focal point of that area. And I'll get shaylas not just from camp, from other Masmidim camps and other camps and whatever it is. Two Bachram come, I'm not going to say from where, they come, they have a Din Torah. Ma'aseh Shahaya, a few weeks ago. They're both part of they're in a learning camp. And second Seder, they learn morning Seder, they have shir until 1 o'clock. In the afternoon they have activities, leagues, whatever it is, Dirshu versus Aguda, yeah, the teams. And second Seder is somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock until 7:30 is second Seder, then they have supper, then they have night Seder. So Reuven and Shimon come to me, and Reuven is being Tevea Shimon. What's the story? Shimon was in bed during second Seder. And Reuven is a bacher in this learning camp. And he tells Shimon, look, you're sleeping during second Seder. It's not so many of us. Aguda has a robust Masmidim program, 200 bacherim, but one or two bacherim are missing Ishkeferlach. But you could have some learning camps, 50, 40, 50 bacherim. 60 bachram. You have a few bachram missing, it destroys the whole situation. So he's waking up, he told Shimon, if you sleep through second Seder, I'm waking you up. What? 6:30 in the afternoon, Shimon is sleeping in bed. Reuven comes to him, and he says, Shimon, get up. And Shimon says, leave me alone, I'm in camp, it's ben hazman, lamachap. So Reuven says, Shimon, you gotta wake up. It's not fair. It's not fair to the oilam. You gotta wake up. Shimon says, nothing to him. So Reuven tells Shimon, who's a ma'aseh shahaya, says, if you don't wake up, I'm pulling your blankets off. So Shimon says, if you pull my blankets off, I'm gonna throw a rock at you. So Reuven went ahead and he said, one, two, three, and he pulled the blanket. And Shimon reached under his pillow, and he pulled out a rock. I saw you, and he threw it at Reuven. They say you can't make it up. It's a nice shot. And he hit Shimon in the forehead. He started bleeding. He ran to the camp, to this infirmary or whatever it is. I don't know if in these Masmidim programs they have infirmaries, but he ran to the guy in the kitchen. Yeah, he's the sawing up chickens, and he says, "You gotta go to the hospital. It looks like a deep cut." So they went and took him to the hospital. They went to the hospital. They said, "I need stitches." So they said that they don't have a plastic surgeon on site. You know, you have to know what a hospital is in the mountains. Yeah. It's a barn, there's three horses and two people there. Yeah. They don't have a plastic surgeon on site. So they said, "Look, we can glue it up. It may be a scar." His parents said, "Nothing doing. You know, you have to look good for Shidduchim." Mind you, the boy was 75 pounds overweight, but they said, "You have to look good for Shidduchim. We got to get you a plastic surgeon." So they go, they find him a plastic surgeon. Plastic surgeon doesn't take insurance. There's no eitzah. They need the stitches. They want to sew him up without a scar. Needed 8 stitches. Reuven is being tevea Shimon $975. So Shimon tells Reuven, "You had no right to be waking me up. Why are you waking me up for? You started up with me. And I warned you and I asked you to leave me alone. And I told you to leave me alone. You didn't leave me alone. I had to get rid of you." He also told him, he said, "You paid for your surgery? Your parents paid for your surgery. So if your parents come, I'll have a din Torah with them." That's what he told him. He also tied it to him. He said, "Who said that you should have surgery? Who says you should have stitches? Maybe you should have glued it up so you'd have had a scar." Yeah, the Gemara says. And the Gemara says, "Fakarit, Torah is better because you put yayin in a kanka shalcheres." Yeah? So this was a din Torah. These were the tainus back and forth. So Reuven tells Shimon, "This is really what happened." Yeah, I once heard from a chash of a rav that somehow you always have good maises on a plane. Only Rabbanim gets good maises because Rabban Shem sends you parnosa. Yeah, it's a din Torah. It's a real din Torah. So Reuven answers back and he says, "Labal dvaram didiya. My parents asked me to be teveya." He says, "I had no business waking you up. Second Seder. I had to wake you up, second Seder. And you warned me you're going to throw a rock? I'm supposed to believe that you were going to throw a rock?" So Shimon said, "Grabda, yeah, you should have believed it, because yesterday there was a guy who tried waking me up and I threw a jar of hot peppers at him." That's what he told him. So this was the din Torah that they had. And the Shiloh is Hadin and Meat. This is Shiloh number 2. Last day of camp, I got an anonymous letter delivered on my shtender. I don't know who sent it. I have no idea who sent it. I don't know if the boy was in camp. I don't know if the boy was from out of camp. I get dozens of shilas from out of camp. Many, many. So I honestly don't know where the shilas was. With a folded piece of paper, "Please leave a written response on this and this shelf in the back of the Bismedrash." Anonymous shilas. I open the paper. I'm a boy. I went to the bathroom where I was in camp and I found an iPhone. And it was unlocked. And he writes there, it had internet on it. I was nichshal on the internet. Nichshel doesn't mean he went to Google. Yeah. He said, "I felt horrible afterwards. So I took the phone and I went to the nearest lake and I threw it in the lake. And now I feel bad. I don't know if I did the right thing or the wrong thing." This was a device that could be machshel a bacher. I don't know who owned it. I don't know if a bacher owns it. I don't know if an adult owns it. I don't know who owns it, but it was unfiltered. Rav Matisyahu Shlita, Rav Matisyahu Salman Zal Gesundzein, Rav Fuhr Shlema once said, and Rav Shmuel Shlita Zal Gesundzein, he said, they both told me, Matisyahu said it publicly, but Rav Shiva told me, he holds it's accurate, that if Chazal would have had iPhones in their days, they would have asked Yichud with an iPhone, with unfiltered internet. And it's a Dabar Pasha like that. So he says, on the one hand, I was being matzel somebody from an iser. On the other hand, I don't know if I did the right thing. This was the shaila I got. He asked for a written tshuva. I felt terrible. I said, manas af habacher. Wants to know if he has to find the owner. Does he have to return it? What tshuva should he do? Shvera shaila. These are three shailas. All of them touch in one angle or another these sugyas. And I'll try to get to... I hope maybe we'll be able to be zeicha to touch all three. And if not, at least you'll know the shailas that... you know some of the shailas Rabbanim are getting. Yeah? And let's start with the first shaila, the locksmith. So we have over here an individual who is delinquent in his vadbayit, in his dues to the homeowners association. Now, it would seem that they have no recourse. It's been going on for 17 years. It would seem they have very limited ability to get what's due to them. I guess besides for taking him to court where the costs are prohibitive, many times people refrain from taking others to court, simply, or the entire for that matter, unfortunately, because the costs are prohibitive. You have to hire a lawyer, and but they didn't. Unfortunately, the places that allow tayanim end up being clown court, but you have to hire a tayin. Takes a lot more money than a lawyer a lot of times. And even if you're going to a bezin, that's an elucha bezin. The dayanim have stabatala this, and so they take equally from both sides. But it costs money. It depends on how many moishet bezins you have. And it seems that they have no recourse. And anyways, the sugya of avodin ishdin olanafshe is before the tircha or without the tircha of going to bezin. So we know that in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Dalid, there are numerous shitas with respect to the shaila of being teveya achayv. Are you allowed to be done dina lenafshe? You're getting a person to be perea achayv. It's machlokes in the Rishainim, the Rosh, the Martcha, the the Mechaber Paskins, that Yachol Adam Lasses Din La'atzmei Imraya Shaloi Biyaracha Shagazloi. Yachol lekachta miyaday. Demaacher oimin kinegda yachol akoyisay at shi'ani chenu. Im lo yuchol lahatzel b'inyanach. If you have no recourse, you have no other eitzah, you could do what you need to do to get your money. Afilu hudaber she'ein by hefzid. Im yamtim at shi'ami denu b'din. Even if it's something where there's no hefzid. Nonetheless, the halacha is v'hu she'yachol levarer she'shaloi yunaitel b'din. You have, as long as you can be mevarer that you're taking what's rightfully yours, Mechaber says, avid in ishdin ilanashe. Now the Ramah over here brings 2 days. V'yesh aymrim d'davka b'choy v'mamish, avalim chayv loy b'loy halvoy, oy she'ein tzarech l'mashkenei, kum kvar etzlai b'pekodin, em ratzi b'yarach, em mutu l'tavsoi. This is the shiloh of ein loy rishus l'mashkenei b'choy v'mamish. The Ramah says, that which you can't be mamashken is maybe davka on a choy v'mamish, that's where there's an isser to be mashken. But if not, you're allowed even to take a mashkin, as I state in Ramah. There's a shita that you're allowed to take a mashkin even in a chayv that's ba shalay machmas haba. The yeshayim from the loy amin and avid in ishdin ulanashi rak bechepet hamavur loy shu shalay kigan shed gozle a reitzel gozle a reitzel azikai. Over there, yachla hatzel shalay. Avalon kvarnes chayv la mikayat gazelim wa kamacher loy. Ramah brings another shita. A yeshayim. This is the sheet of the Martcha, that the only time we say Avad in Ishdin Elanavshe is only on a Chepetz Hamavur. Somebody came, he stole something from me. He took money from me. So over there, I can get it back. But if somebody owes me money from something, there's no Chepetz Hamavur, it's a Chayv. It could be it's Talin Zakban Allah B'milva, Vesach Nishgunai, depends, I'm clear. But he owes me something, he owes me an item, an object. Over there, you're avid in ishdin ulanafshe, but if not, not. Now, typically, we know that the halacha is that if you have 2 yesh aymrims in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like the yesh aymrim basra. So the yesh aymrim basra over here is the mark. So l'chayra would come out in our case, this fellow owes money for chayvus of 17 years, but there's no chayvus hamavur. Nach the shita the mechaber and the yeshayimim and the ramah, the first yeshayimim ramah, the halacha would be avin and shtul nafshe, and maybe you could even take a mashkin for it. Nach the martchel, it would seem that the halacha is that they can't lock him out of his house. Because maybe you can block him from going to his house. That's a different shayla. But for sure not to take his locks off where you're breaking his item and you're taking away something from him who you're being mazikim, there's no chayvet samavur. And l'chayr the halacha should be that it's awesome. Now l'maisa, there's a very interesting tshuvas hari besamim, which is not in your Ma'ar Mekaymus. But I'll read you his lashon. Shall tshuvas hari besamim tinyana simen resh mem. Derech Agav, he has a case over there of a case where someone wanted to be done to the Lanafshe, and he writes, Lufum Riate, the Hari Basamim, Haloi Mavur Bechayshim Mishpatsim and Dal de Bechayv Shal Schiris Ovid in Ishdil Lanafshe. He says, for a Dabar Pashat, a Chayv Shal Schiris, somebody owes money on Schiris, Ovid in Ishdil Lanafshe. So, it's very schwer. The Ramah over here brings two Yeshayimims, and it would seem that we pass from like the Yeshayim and Basra, that's normally that law. What's the Pshan in this Ramah? How could, or what's the pshat in the harav son? It would seem that Ashkenazim, the halacha should be that you're not allowed to be done in Lanafshe. I think that the answer is, the simple answer, the reason why the harav son had a pasha like that is because the way to read this Ramah is not the way I read it originally. There's a din, or there's a klal, a psak, that has stam v'achakach yesh oimim. We pass them like stam. So if the mechaber says halacha b'stam, and the Ramah comes and he says, V'yesh Aymrim. That's a stam v'achach yesh Aymrim. If it's yesh Aymrim and yesh Aymrim, we pass him like the second yesh Aymrim. Over here, what's the stam? The mechaber is the stam. Mechaber says, Halacha, Ovid in Ishtin al-Nafshe, even on a chayv, just he can't be mamashkin. Can't take a mashkin. Loisabai al-Beisai la'avoit avoitai. On that, Zok the Ramah, one yesh Aymrim, that the din of taking a mashkin, if you want to take a mashkin, if it's an old chayv habamachmas makamacher, you're allowed to take a mashkin. Only al tzavoy you can't. And then the Ramah brings an entirely different yeshayimrim. That yeshayimrim stam is like you need a chayv tzamavur. But I think that both yeshayimrims are going on the stam of the mechaber. Over there, the halacha would be that we pass in like the mechaber. The Ramah brings a yeshayimrim. There's a makam to be machmir, but makam other sveikas could be we would be more nighted to be machmir. But I think that over here, the two Yeshayimrims in Ramah are all built on the stam of the Mechaber, and that's why the Harav is summing them up for a Dabar Pashat. That by a Chayv Yashan, Haba Mi Makam Acher, the Halacha is, Chayv Haba Mach Maschir is Ovid in Ishdin El Anafshe. And according to that, over here, the HA would have the right to be done Dina L'Nafshayhu, even though it's an old chayv, it's not a chayv, it's hamavur. Now, l'maisa, l'daiti, I think that they could be done dina l'nafsham even after martcha. Because you see, this individual is delinquent on previous chayvais. But he's also not intending to pay his dues going forward. He's clearly, he has a track record, this individual. Where a person has a track record, there's a halacha. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. I don't know why, but in the Ma'ar Mekaymus here, it didn't make it in. I must have not spoken clearly on the phone. I see Simon Tuf Aleph, Sif Aleph is here. It's supposed to be Sif Vav. I'm not sure why it's Simon Tuf Aleph, Sif Aleph. Sif Tuf Chaf Aleph, I'm sorry. Sif Aleph has no Shaykhis. It's Sif Vav. The Ramah over here writes, and this is Gebayt on a din in a Martcha, in Baba Kama, Mishi Yesh Lai Nisharis, B'chayshish Sheyignoiv Lai, Yuchal Lo Hitziyai Kaidem Zman Haschiris. B'im Misarev Yochal La Hakoisei Ad Sheyetzei. If you have somebody that came to your property, and you're chayshish, that they're going to cause you a hezik, the Yom Sheshleimah talks about a case where it's Yotzal of Kel Shehu Ganef. There's a Kel, the guy's a Ganef. The halach is you can demand it to get out, and if he doesn't want to leave, Odvid Inish Dina Lanafshe says you could beat him up until he leaves. And so you see that Odvid Inish Dina Lanafshe, especially over here where the HA has the rights to the stairwells and to the access to all the public areas in the building, this person is not any less than Misha Yatza Olav Koel Shehu Ganav. He's a lot more worse than that. He's a Ganav. Yeah? And in such a case, it's true, while it's true that Esher out the past, you would say that it would be Talui in the Machlaikas between the Martcha and the other Paiskin. If Ovid Inish Dina Lanafshi on a Chepet Sheinai Mevurer, but in this case, going forward, you still, Lekulei Alma, you'd have Ovid Inish Dina Lanafshi. Therefore, it would seem, La Halacha, that we have a right to allow this HA to be done Dina Lanafshi to prevent this homeowner from going in. Now, there's a whole nother side to the Sugya of the Dina Damalfisa. And that really depends on the laws in each place. I don't know what the laws here are in Florida, in New York. The way we refer to tenants, renters, as Chazal say, "Kala kaina eved kaina adon la'atzmai." We replace the word eved and we put in renter. If you have a renter, you kaina adon la'atzmai. It's a davar yadu in New York. But if you're a homeowner, then you're a rasha. New York doesn't like homeowners. So homeowners, you can do whatever you want with them. You can come in and squat in someone else's house, and the squatter probably has more rights than the homeowner. And the only way the homeowner can get his rights back is if he comes and he squats in the squatter's house. Al kapanim, with respect to Dina de Malchusa, you'd have to dan sai on the halachas of renters and sai on the halachas of homeowners. If I'm not mistaken, what I was told in this case is that it was legal. What they were doing was legal. I presume that the reason is because it was a HA and there were stipulations in the contract. And in any event, it would seem that this is nacha in l'din.
Once they change the locks, do they have the right to demand anything more than the rent going forward?
So, you could be tevea whatever you want, right? Right now, you could be tevea anything you want.
Right, I'm saying, if he says, okay, I'll pay going forward.
I'm not doing a pool anymore.
At that point,
I was mazaki already, and I had a right to be mazaki. Now the shaila over here is another nekuda, and that is the other point that we touched on. What about being done dina l'nafshe al yidei shliach? Could I be done dina l'nafshe al yidei shliach? So there's a famous chakira about the geder of Ovid Inish Dina L'Nafshe. I heard Rabbi Blazer mentioned it yesterday. The famous chakira, and could be it's tali in Rishainim. There's the Kedukim and the Rishainim, and there's a lot of Masumat, and there are Shtira the Kedukim in many of the Rishainim, and the Rosh Befrat. But it's possible that you can be Toila the Shaila of being Ovid, Dina L'Nafshe, Al Yidei Shliach, in the Shaila, in the Lundus of Adam Don Dina L'Nafshe, which means like this. If the person being Don Dina L'Nafshe has a Shem Dayan, which in essence really there's Mashmois and Shulchan Aruch like that, then the Halacha L'Chayra would be that he could appoint a Shliach too. Every Bezdin can appoint a Shliach Bezdin. If his ability to be Don Dina L'Nafshe is Al-Tzadin Shliach Bezdin, he's a proxy of a Bezdin, it's not so kosher for a Shliach Bezdin to be a Mana Shliach Bezdin. And it could be you would not have the right to be done to Dina L'Nafshe Al Yidei Shliach. And it could be it's totally in the Lundus of Ovid and Dina L'Nafshe. I don't think it's Mukhrach, but it's Yitachin. It's a Milsa de Mistabra. And L'maisa, this is the subject of a great Shmuz in the G'dayla HaAchrayinim. And it's rooted in the Ramah. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Dalet, right after the Ramah that we read, the Ramah continues. And he says, V'davka hu be'atzmai yachol l'meva dina l'nafshe avol osur lasis al yidei goyim. You're allowed to be done dina l'nafshe davka you yourself, but al yidei goyim not. Which would mean, if you're going to hire a locksmith, it would sound like you dafka have to hire a yid, not a guy. So the shaila is, how over here, how are you medayik this Ramah? The Ramah starts off, dafka hu ba'atzmai. Sounds like dafka you yourself. But then the Ramah ends off and he says, avoloi al yidei goyim. It sounds like al yidei a yid you're allowed to. So as with everything in halacha, it's vital to be ma'ayin in the shayrish hadavar. I think one of the greatest kulim that exists today in halacha is that people don't learn People think there's learning, and then there's halacha. And halacha is like, you know, it's a lot of textbooks, you know, rules, lists of dinim. Rabbi said there's no chilik between sugyas and halacha. You learn a sugya and you're masik shmaitza aliba de hilchasa. And if you start from the halacha and you don't learn the sugya, you should know that you don't know the halacha either. You have to learn kidabai, the proper oifen. And those who learn sugyas and they're not masik shmaitza aliba de hilchasa, so it just means that they left out an aspect of the sugya, that's it. There's no reason why the Pnei Yeshua's lumdus in the sugya is more chashuv than the shach and the taz, if I'm not mistaken. Many times, the shach, the taz, the prima gadim, these were all Bnei Dairam, maybe earlier than the Pnei Yeshua, around the Pnei Yeshua. Some sefer, chedushech some sefer on shas is used lahalacha all the time, Reb Kivager's. Reb Shmuel Paskin straight from Reb Kivager all the time. Vikem and dingen after Reb Kivager, he says. Reb Kivager is nishpasha. So medav does listen, the Elam has to know that. And as with everything in halacha, relying on a kitzer. You know, there's a famous maisa with the Ragachava. They came to the Ragachava with the sefer Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. Shmuel told me, you could be samech on Kitzer Shulchan Aruch if you want. I did Mishnah Berurah, but you have a right to be samech on Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. It's recommended. People don't know halacha, you could be samech on it. Can't become a paisik based on Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Or Mishnah Berurah for that matter. Become a paisik if you learn the sugyas, I'll leave you. The sugyas via Zafsazan. So they came to the Ragachav again. The Ragachav was a very sharfi yid, Eloy Atzim. My Zayda told me over once that there was a yid who came to him with a sefer and he asked him for askama to the Ragachav. So the Ragachav asked him if he has a name for the sefer yet. So he said no. So the Ragachava told him, before I give you Askama Chazagim, you should call it Yain Kafrisin. So he asked, what's up is Yain Kafrisin? So he says, because Mei Raglayim Yafin La. That's what the Ragachava told him. Baron Kutla Zatzal, when he went to the Ragachava, he told him he was a Balabas. Ragachava asked him who he is, he said he's a Balabas. Because he was scared. The Ragachava used to talk to people and learn. He was an Iliyatsan, Ragachava. He had everything in front of his nose. So after a Baron came in, he spoke to him in learning, he left. The Ragachava commented to somebody, Nisht Shlecht Farabalabas. So, good question. So they brought the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch to the Ragachava. The Ragachava said, Mam gemacht a Kitzur von dem euch? Shulchan Aruch is a Kitzur. Everybody, anyone who knows Shulchan Aruch knows, because Shulchan Aruch is based on Bessi Yosef and Darka Moshe. He says, this was a long sefer, brings Rishayim. With Lundesim, with Uptaich in the Rishayim, how the Beis Yosef learn the Rishayim. Beis Yosef was a sefer Aruch. The Ramad wrote a sefer Darka Moshe Ha'aruch, which in many places is as long as the Beis Yosef. Then he was Makatzer to Darka Moshe, the Darka Moshe we have. Then the Beis Yosef was Makatzer his Beis Yosef in the Shulchan Aruch, which is essentially an index of halachas that come from Beis Yosef. And the Ramad was Makatzer his Ha'aruch. So you have to take, when you see a Ramad, you have to go back to the Shirish. The Shairish Dharma is a tshuva and a tshuva sadeshin. Tshuva sadeshin, Simon Shin Dalit, Dalit Shin as it's printed in many, referred to in many places. Over there he has a long shtickle about a chayiv that had already passed over a Shemitah. And the lender, since he had written in the contract that he could be teveya it in court, he wanted to know, maybe Shemitah is not Meshamet, he could go to a Goyish in court to take it. Want to be Zayvar and Layigais, and the Tshuva Sadeshin over there goes into the sugi of Shemitah and Shemitah's Ksafim B'day Reseinu. And Teicha Dvarim, in the end, he speaks about being Kaifa, forcing a Loiva, a borrower, using Gayim to force a borrower to pay up. And he says like this. He says, to go to our Kois, go to Gaiish Court, La Bezin Mikri Klal. Dahdashina Lufnei, Vlo Lufnei Hanachrim. And he says, therefore, Afilu Shari Lakaifa Bezraya Begurus, Yadafilach Yadinachrim Osir Lasri. You can't use Gaiim to force. Dechia Gabna Kasav Hamartcha. Says the Martcha writes, in the end of Agaizel Kamad, Afilu Bemidi Dedinoi Kolda Alam Govar. even with this halacha, may the strongest man win. There are cases in Shulchan Aruch where the din is that when Bezdin has a suffix, called the Olam Gavar, two people are coming in and fighting about a boat. Nobody's a muhsik. Shailan, Taisi Sayulan, Imam Baba Basra. So the halacha is if we don't have a raya, we say, call the Olam Gavar. Let them fight it out. May the best man win, like they say. Zakter, Zakter Chumas Hadeshan, Afilu Bemidi the Dina called Olam Gavar, in Litkai Bula Alam Echar al Yidei Chaver al Yidei Nochram Klal, the Mechuar Hadavar la Asuye al Yidei Nochram. So if you look at the Chumas Hadeshan, you see clearly that the Chumas Hadeshan says that the Chasarain in being Toifis al Yidei Nochram is why? Mechuar Hadavar la Asuye al Yidei Nochram. Now you have to know, Ramashan Achuva brings the Chumas Hadeshan, he's Matmi on him. He Shtaltsu called the Olam Gavar. Anybody who learns the sugyas in Baba Basra and Baba Metzia in the beginning of Baba Metzia knows the din of Kol Olam Gavar is Kepshuta, it's a Psak Bezdin. It's a Gedr, it's a din. There's a din Shuda the Daini. There's a din Yachloiku. Kol Olam Gavar is a Psak. And the Rosh explains the Psak, the Rosh. The Rosh says that Kol Olam Gavar is a method in Psak because we assume that the one who's the rightful owner will exert himself more to be able to come out on top. That's the Rosh says. The Rosh says the Oifin of Birur. So l'chayr, it's pashut that called Olam Gavar, you can't hire a guy. You shouldn't be able to hire a yid, but you can't hire a guy for sure. I hire a guy, so what's the beer of called Olam Gavar? You have to know why that's a tushtal b'chlal to Avid and Ishdin and Lanach. But in any event, this is the source of the Ramah. And it would seem to be clear from the source of the Ramah that it's dafka an issue with goyim, but it's not an issue to use a shliach Yisrael. Now, there's a Ma'arit in a Tshuva in Simchav Beis who argues on Tshuva Sadashin straight up, and he says, Avin in Shvil Nafshe, you could even use Gayim. That's what he says. And it could be Fakert, even if you can't use by Kol Olam Gavar. But Avin in Shvil Nafshe, technically, Bezdin could be Kaifal Yidei Gayim at times. And again, it could be this is also Tali in the Hagdara of what Avin in Shvil Nafshe is. But Ma'isa Rama Paskin's Tshuva Sadashin. Now, Ladina, there's a big machloikis in the Achrayim, although it's a davar mavur in the Chumash Hadeshin, and it's very hard to even have a discussion about it, there are numerous Gedalei HaAchrayim brought down into the Sefer Stechemet. I wouldn't be familiar with any of these Sfarim without the Stechemet. Stechemet is Mareches Ayin in Klal Aleph. Stechemet wrote a magnum opus on every topic in Kol HaTorah Kula, and it's relied on for Psak Halacha, the Stechemet. In many places, Mishnah Berurah brings him, Bir Halacha brings him, Hilchos Yom Kippur, Bir Halacha brings the Stechemet. So Stechemed, in his Mareches Ayin and Klal Aleph, he brings a whole list of Friyadik Esfardish Apayskim who clear this Shiloh. Ayrech Mishpat and Chayesh Mishpat Simen Dalit, Kel Shmuel and Parshas Va'erod, the Maschum Ayata, Telat Shani and Parshas B'Shalach. These are Esfardish Esfarim Alatayra where they were Mishalev. They wove into their Drushas Alatayra in Yonah Halacha. Ben Ishchai wrote a Sefer to be learned La Halacha. He wrote Halachas that should be learned at a Shabbos table. Ben Ishchai. Alatayra has Halacha over there. But in any event, many of these Gedolei Achrayim, the Kol Shmuel, he says, Yadua Mashakasiv Chumas Hadeshin Simin Shindal Huva Beknes Hakdelu Chay Shemishvet Simin Dal Bagoy Yisdursu Kam Nal The Dafku Hu Atzmai Obed Dinu Lanafshe Avol Oso Lasa Yidei Achirim. The last Shani says the same thing. Lamaisa, if you look at the Knes Hakdelu B'Shem Chumas Hadeshin, he brought it down accurately. Dafku Hu Atzmai Obed Dinu Lanafshe Avol Oso Lasa Yidei Kuti. And the Stechemet already is Ma'ir on these Achrayim. He says, if you look in the Chumash Hadeshin, you'll see Chumash Hadeshin is stark that it's Dafka Yidei Goy. And the Pashtus in the Chumash Hadeshin is that Dafka Yidei Goyim, you can't make a Shliach, but Yidei Yisrael, you could. Now, I will say, why do you need a Chumash Hadeshin? Why do I need the Yukim from a Chumash Hadeshin? Look in the Ramah. Dafku Atzmal Yidei Kuti Loy. How would you explain the Oisfer of the Ramah? How could you say that the Ramah would hold that it's Asr, even Yidei Yisrael, if the Ramah ends off of Yidei Kuti Loy? Sefer Erech Mishpat says a Meir de Gezach. He says that if I want to be Ovid Din Elanashe Al Yidei Yisrael, so whose Shaila is that? Who comes and asks the Shaila? Avada, maybe the HA Association will come ask a Shaila, right? But whose Shaila is it? You go to hire a Yiddish locksmith to change somebody's locks, whose Shaila is it? The locksmith is going to ask a shayla, is he allowed to do it? So up there, it's not negeya for the Ramah to tell Reuben that you can't hire Shimon to be Ovid Din Elanafshe. It's negeya to tell Shimon that Shimon can't go be Ovid Din be Avedina on behalf of Reuben. Zakhtar, that's not a psak for the person who's coming to do Avedina L'nashe. So it wasn't Negeya for the Ramat to say, Dafka hu atzmei ava yidei Yisrael loy. Ayidei Acherim loy. But if you hire a guy, Zakhtar, Goyim, Shulchan Aruch wasn't written for Goyim. Goyim aren't coming asking Shailas. Yeah? Mitz Hashem said, Zayim Balt and Arts go Shulchan Aruch, and then maybe they'll be able to learn Shulchan Aruch. But until then, you have to tell a Yid, you can't hire a guy. Zakhtar, by the Ramah, mentioned Dafka Yidei Kutim, because to say Dafka Hu Atzma Yidei Yisrael Loi, that's not a din for the person who's coming to be done Dinol Nafshe to Dan. That's the locksmith gets the call. He's asked to do something. He'll come. He'll ask a shayla. The Ramah is addressing the individuals coming to be done Dinol Nafshe. So you have to tell him you can't use a guy. This is what the Erech Mishpat says as Pshat in Ramah. Well, Maisa, the Chumash Hadeshim is Mavur, that his issue was with a guy. Al Yidei Yid, it seems that Chumash Hadeshim did not have an issue. Mechur hadover laksas al Yidei Goyim. Avada the Shiloh of the Chumash Hadeshim was going by a Koyish al Goyim. So you could say it wouldn't be a Raya if you would have just said you can't do Al Yidei Goyim. But he explains a time, he gives a reason over there why you shouldn't. And that reason applies dafka to Goyim. And Mechayra, it would seem from the Chumash Hadeshim that to be Ovid Dina Lanasha Adei Shleich is okay. Now the emes is, I'm matmiya, I don't have an answer for this. By me, for years, I've had akasha on this whole back and forth. This whole shaila if the Ramah means al yidei Yisrael or sanat, or just al yidei goy. I don't know. It's l'chayra up in halach and shulchan aruch, and I don't know the answer to this. It's not much something that bothers me. Shulchan aruch and some machine you test, and I think it's in your Maram Kaimis. I'm not sure. I think so. Shulchan aruch talks about a case. Mi shehichnas peyreisav lebeis chaveri shalomi daitavei shetei wa shehichnas peyreisav minicham b'halach. Somebody who bought boxes of peiros and dumped them in somebody else's chatzar. This is somebody's upset at his neighbor. Neighbor blocked his driveway yesterday. And so he goes and he buys 1,000 apples and he has them delivered to his neighbor's driveway. Yeah? A delivery of 1,000 apples. So what are you going to do with 1,000? Now his driveway's blocked. You can hire workers and you can take those payers and hire those workers to sell those payers and they keep the money to pay for their job of selling those payers. You get rid of the payers. Ashayla, you have to force midas chasidus sheyedia lebaldin yaschirim imiksas demeyam mishem hashiva veda lebaylam. It's a midas chasidus to inform the baldin first that you're doing this. How can you hire a pile? You can't be done dinol nafshe al yidei shliach. L'chayr in Shulchan Aruch state that you're allowed to. Unless you say yad pile ki yad balabayis. Huh? It's bigger. The Taz over there says it's al tzavir inish dinol nafshe the Taz. Taz tel tzu. Huh? Taz tel tzu avir inish dinol nafshe. Said al nidon dinol nafshe. The makar of that halach is a Rambam. And Rabbi Yerucham says that which you're allowed to be mighty pareisim eshusai when you're machmas shlemi daita is midin adam dandir al nafshe. L'chayra, it would seem that it's often halacha that you're allowed to do al yidei shliach. And I don't have a good yishuv to this raya. And so for this case, halacha l'maisa it would seem.
How do you own it to be able to sell it?
It's not. He's forcing me to hire pilon. He's being mazik me.
How
it's his achrayis to get rid of it. He has to pay the pile.
It's a chiluk of the don dinol nafshe. It's that you can take his property
itself. It's not stam. I have a right to take it. It's all a part of the fact that batsam he has the achrayis. So I'm using his shavik kesef to pay the pile. They could keep the apples too.
If there's leftover money, who would keep it?
The baal bayis would keep it, of course. Baal bayis.
So then it's the
baal
bayis sending the shliach.
Huh?
Then it's the baal bayis sending the shliach, not the neighbor.
Yeah, but it's true that it's the baal bayis paying for the shliach, but to actually do the pa'ula to throw it out into the shuk, they're my shluchim. Now it's true, I'm paying him from via. Right?
Well, what about the people buying?
Huh?
People buying,
who are they buying? It's Aveda Midas, I don't know. Maybe it's Aveda Midas also. Grad Aveda Midas, not supposed to be allowed to be Zeichen, but I'll upon him. Now,
huh?
Because he says Pilon. I don't know. It's hard to say Goyim. Nachman Shimon said Hashem
Mechura.
It's the Makar, it's Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim said
it's Mechura. She did Shleik
Goyim, so... Avada. That's also true. It could be in a Makam, or else you'd have a Chiyuv to be Medea in Hashem. So the Chiyuv, you're not Mechiyuv to be Medea, is Altsvem. Kenzai. But the Etzem Din is a Din of Adam Dan Dilun Hashem. Let's come now, Rabbi Said, to the second Shiloh. The second Shiloh of somebody waking up a friend. So, over here, what do we have? We have Reuven is waking up Shimon. Do you have a right to wake somebody up? You have a right to wake somebody up. I don't know where Gezel Shena comes from. But Al Kaparim is Nisht Ergif and I know as Devarim. It's no less than I know as Devarim. You have no right to wake somebody up. You have no right to block me from walking into my house. Just like somebody who's mamalach es chatzeri peiris, somebody who fills up my chatzah with peiris, he's ma'ak of me from utilizing my rishus. The halacha is I can get rid of your stuff. If you prevent me from sleeping in a way that's shaloy al pidin, so I have the right to stop you. Now, narvas. The halacha is that you can't do more than what's necessary to be done. And this is also mukhrach from the sugya of Adam Dan Din Ulan Afshe. The Gemara wants to bring a raya that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that the makam delek up seida layav adinish din ulan afshe. The Gemara wants to bring a raya from dachvay la'elyin. The Gemara has a case of shor shalav al-bechaber. The Gemara says, dachvay la'elyin is chayiv. Dachvay la'elyin. If his shor climbed on top of my shor and it's smothering it to death, and I pushed his shar off, I'm chayiv for the hesek. Why am I chayiv for the hesek? So the Gemara says, the answer is, you should have pulled your behema out. The top one would have landed softer, would have been a softer landing. Maybe you wouldn't have been genizik. And since it was efshev, in yinacher, it wasn't necessary. You had other recourse. And since you had other recourse, so the halacha is that you're held accountable. You're held to account. The same halacha applies with respect to Adam HaKvevel B'Chaber, right? And this is Gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch and Tafafal of Sifyid Gimel, and the Shoresh is in Rosh. Shteta halacha, Shnaim Shechavlu Zebazem, Chavlu Echa B'Chaber Yoysen Yima Shechavlu B'Hu Misham Loi B'Moysen Ezek Shalim. The halacha is that if your two people are Chavlu Zebazem, if you were Mazik your friend more than he was Mazik you have to pay. I have the right to be chayvel in you. If someone starts up with you, you have the right to respond. Now, I will point out, this is not Alpi Musar. Yeah. Alpi Musar, we try to teach ourselves. And they love him, veinam olvim, shemim cherpasim, veinam meshivim. All of akos of Omer, va'eav al ketzes Hashemesh begurasei. Many a machloikas can be avoided with just a drop of self control, just a drop. Just last week, I know somebody who did an enormous taiva for somebody else. An enormous taiva. Somebody is busy publishing something. Ayingaman, his name, and this fellow was putting something together and he sent a copy to this Yingaman to show him what he's doing. The Yingaman took it and he reorganized it and he sent it back to him. And the fellow, and he sent it back to him and I think he wrote in an email, the way it sounded to me was he wrote in an email, here, you know, look at this, use it. And the individual working on the publication sent him, and I just got this called Matzah Shabbos, so I was trying to go to sleep early and I was busy with this issue. Sent him a nasty, mamish, a vitriolic email. A chutzpah, you take my things, and you touch it, and you change it, and you're a ganef, and you're going to use it, and I ask you from using a mamish, a gan solanda drosha. He had enough seichel to call somebody. Well, you call somebody, you speak it over with somebody. Bas dina batal dina. So I told him to write back, just try to write back as friendly and as nice, and as genuine as possible. I sent it for you, and it had nothing to do with me, and it was very short, and sweet, and kind, and nice, and don't say anything else. Don't respond, don't. And when I was here in Florida yesterday, after I landed, I got a call from the one who had sent it, that the person read it, he felt mamish, he felt so bad. He felt so bad. He called him up to apologize and said, I feel bad, I attacked you and I didn't mean to attack you. I'm such harata and it's el. So you see, you know what it could have been? You could have turned out, it could have had a war. Literally a war. Because sometimes people lose themselves. That's the Metzias HaDvarim, and people lose themselves. I was once with the Reshiva by Shmuel Shlita by a speaking event in Brooklyn, in Boston. He used to go for Ergun Shiurei Torah. There was a fellow came over to him, must have been very upset at the Reshiva. Shmuel used to still does get involved in Shalom Bayis issues. The Metzias says when you get involved in Machlekes and you have to try to make peace. The Rosh and Archos Chaim says they end up making peace and you end up being hated by both sides. Yeah. And that's how Shmuel told me he could fill up a stadium with his enemies, and it's probably true. So this fellow came, I was yelling at him in the hallway. A few people tried to get involved in the Shiva. Said, no. And the fellow screaming in his face, mamish like this. I think he was 86 at the time, 12, 13 years, a little while ago. And mamish yelling at him. He wasn't making any face. He's looking at him in the eye, and he's listening, and he's nodding his head. And at the end, Rashi said, I thank you, I hear what you're saying. I'm sorry you feel that way. Then he went in and he gave his shir. So next time I was in Philadelphia, I said, Rashi, nothing, no reaction garnished. So Rashi told me, he says, you didn't hear him. So I said, ho, we all heard him. Shanema, we heard him. The whole flat was heard. You weren't listening to him. You didn't hear what he was saying. He was telling you that he's in pain. So if you listen and you hear that he's in pain, so what are you going to answer back? He's in pain. He's telling you he's bitzar. That's ma'aseh b'cholyon. So this is shaloy al pi mussar, Rabbi. This is al pi din. Shuras adin. L'char v'yushalayim elish al shemidu divrayim al din Torah. Rabbi, in Shulchan Aruch state, you can fight back. Yeah, you could start. You could be matzli yourself. It's good to be matzli yourself. Don't get me wrong. And if there's no way to be matzli yourself, maybe you're mechuyev to be matzli yourself. But in Shulchan Aruch state, you're allowed to fight. So the Rosh over here, the source of this halach is a Rosh in Simin Yud Gimel. I think the Elam has it in their Kuntresim. The Rosh over here in Simin Yud Gimel talks about what happens if you... Let's see, where is it?
41.
Page 41? 41. Oh, that's it. Umiyu, tzarech leimer, dem hoya yachol ahatz la'atzme v'chavol mu'etes v'chavol by harbei, chayav. Suck the rush. When you fight back, if you could save yourself with a chavol mu'etes, say someone's hitting you, and you can stop him by just pushing him away somehow, without hurting him. The halacha is, if you hurt him in a way that disproportionate, you chayev. Midi dahava yachol lahatzel be'echad me'evara v'horgoy. There's a din by a roidev, if somebody's chasing after somebody else to kill, Reuben's chasing after Shimon to kill him. The halacha is, by a roidev, you're allowed to kill the roidev. But if you're able to be matzel be'echad me'evara, you could shoot him in the leg and wound him, and you deliberately kill him, the halach is yichayev. Zok the Rosh, the same halach over here. So the Yamshel Shleima.
Tell Reb Chispa that you could have hit him 100 times. You couldn't have stopped and taken the water with 90 times.
But in Yenna case with
why did he say 100?
So there's a Yamshel Shleima.
For exaggeration, it has to be.
So there's a Yamshel Shleima. And the Yamshel Shleima is in Simon Chav Vav. The arrow is in Simon Chav Zayin. I probably misspoke when I said it. I apologize if I did. It's in Simon Chavav. Yam Shleima brings this rush. And the Yam Shleima says, Amor Adik Yisayif. He says, Matoyev u'manoyim dvarav. It's in the second column, 7 lines from the top. Matoyev u'manoyim dvarav. Ke'en zav pasak maharam b'perak ha-goyz. L'basar mikol makam dvarav elu tzuchim bir. Depshito mashechava ba yoiser min aroi ki goin acher shenishma kvar hamuka mi menu sheitel zatzme makma shukar hika oiser v'chazoi hamuka v'chava ba yoiser mashe tzarach atzel zatzme. If you got him away and you continue hitting him, And you hit him, and you hit him, and you hit him, and you hit him, and he's already down on the ground, and you're still clapping him. Avada aval pishayim b'din rasha daviksas oynis. Dein adam nitvas al tzayroi v'yitzroi agbari. V'oida adarabah harishan hershiyah v'hischil v'naser rasha mikamakam v'din tashlum and le'mifter hashemi. That's the rush. But zokter avalam hika harishan amaskel b'sheni makas lechi. If you hit him, you slap him across the face. V'zechazav hika oisav v'hiftzi arosha. Guy slaps you across the face, and you turn around. V'hiftzi arosha. Know what it means? V'hiftzi arosha. How do we explain it? You crack a skull. Yeah. Ain nirali she yishalav and amaiser. Zokter yam sheshleima yinachayev. Why not? Zokter. The mi yuchal l'shayer lahatzel atzmai bekava mi the limshal beruchel l'tzamsim kichut asayra shalo yosef. When you react to something, you're going to sit and you're going to dan and you're going to clear exactly. You know what this is? I think in Florida they don't have this problem, but in New York you have this problem. When police officers, there are plenty of them who are rishayim gemur, efshal pi roy, yeah. But a police officer has to react to somebody on the spot. You know what happens if he stops and he thinks? Yeah? That will be the last time he ever thinks. Yeah? So, Zabdiyam Shashleim and Mekenish, what are you supposed to do? You can't be Medakta Kuchot Asaira. And Fakir, I think the Ekimor is a raya to that, you say. What Rav Nachman was saying was that Be'etzim, you have the Rech. You could have gone stark. You didn't have to be Medakta to do one or two. You could have hit him hard until he left. And you can't go overboard. You can't go overboard. I just think Yam Shishlam. So Rabbi said, what's the case? What's the halacha over here? Fellow sleeping.
Plans to go overboard.
Oh, one second. Fellow sleeping. Yeah? And he reaches, I want to give you a theoretical case. He reaches over to the dresser, and the first thing his arm gets would be a rock. Throws it. I think Nachli Yam Shashlaim, he'd be potter.
Try telling him to go away several times before.
Yeah. Oh. I think Nachli Yam Shashlaim, he'd be potter.
So
the Imre Baruch brings this Yam Shashlaim al halach. Yeah, Imre Baruch brings. Now again, the guy's sleeping, he reaches over, the first thing he gets is a rat, throws it. Zachli Yam Shashlaim, you're potter. I think the Yam Shashlaim would say potter. Here though, you see, the problem over here is that this was premeditated. I asked the boy, I said, my entire Yidl, you couldn't go to sleep with a shoe? Like a rock? And yesterday you threw a jar of hot peppers? That, even though the Yam Shashlaim, it's not the Pshat, B'shas Chamimus, I lost myself. Avadi, you lost yourself. But even when you were calm, you lost yourself. You plan to do this. And if you plan to do it, it's a davar pashut that he's chayev. I will say that there's a...
No
shaila. But it's, you don't have the Yam Shashlema's taina.
What should have done now?
Chalas of Mashiach, the Seif of Bainas. Chalas of Mashiach, the Seif of Bainas. Chalas of Mashiach, the Seif of Bainas. And it's up to Allah Chaz Yichayim. It's a Mashiach. Avad is Mashiach. You don't have the taina of Bainas. Maybe it's Chalas of Mashiach, the Seif of Bainas will be under Allah, but this is Chalas of Mashiach, the Seif of Bainas. And it's not. He did it. I don't even know if he's nemun to say that he lost himself.
It's that was the minimum amount of force required to stop.
That was the minimum?
No, yeah, because he tried everything else. He told him 1,000 times, stop.
The other thing,
I want to tell you, it's good to know also for Shalom Bayez. If you tell your wife 100 times to do something, she doesn't listen, the next step is not a rock. But I'll upon him, there's a far merchik in between. He should have gone to sleep with a shoe. I mean it. He should have gone. I asked him. I said, you go to sleep with, not even a sneaker. You could take my shoes to sleep.
But he tried
hard bottoms.
He tried with the peppers the day before. He didn't get back.
He tried with a jar of hot peppers. It was on someone else.
Oh, that was
one of them. That guy stopped. Believe me. But in any event, Rabbi Sai Ladaiti. Huh? Mechitesi what? I want to tell you something. Normally when you throw a hard object at somebody, as long as it hurts, it'll get them to stop. That's normally the way. I have a method of chinuch. It's on camera. I hope ACS won't come down. When my kids are little, 2 and 3 years old, and they go near a stove, and everybody says, "Get them away! Get them away! Get them away!" I always say, "You know what? Maybe let them once touch something really hot, because they'll never ever touch it again. They'll never ever. Now, I'm not going to let my kid chas v'shalom play with fire." But there are some things you have to let a child learn. And it's the same thing with people. You have to let, if it hurts, kids don't do it again. I don't believe in chinuch and patching is a grace of shaylahind. But if a kid runs into a street, rachman al itzlan, immediately, without any word, you have to give him a patch. You know why? Because he has to know running into a street means getting hurt. That's what it means. You can't patch him out of anger. That's an isser gomer. It's a aveira patch. But the point is, when things hurt, people stop. That's the bottom line. You throw a shoe at him, he'll stop. You don't have to crack his skull. You don't have to throw a rock. A rock is some extreme. It's slightly extreme, unless the kid grew up in Eretz Yisrael. But Namal, it's an extreme thing. Now, I will... I'm sorry?
What about the other tzad? He has an obligation to be maseder.
Oh, so that's what I wanted to mention. There's a Kesef HaKodshim over here. I think it's in Yomar Mekayimus as well. The Kesef HaKodshim was written by the Das Kedoshim. Kesef HaKodshim is in Sif Yud Gimel. He writes a very interesting thing. But again, this is only going to be Negea. You'll see in a moment. He says like this. He goes the other way. Let's say this guy was in the right. He reached over and he picked a rock off a shelf. By mistake. He's half asleep. I call them bed cheshbainis, right? You hit your snooze button once, twice, and then it says 6:59 and chakras is 7 o'clock, but it still says 6 on your clock, so you hit the snooze button again. What are you doing? You can't get this. You can't fly to chakras. The kapar bitnish does when you're sleeping, right? So he reaches over and he pulls a rock off a shelf, and he doesn't realize it. So over there was saying that Allah would be technically that you're potter. That's why Kochim says a murder kachidish. He says, he's going on the case of Kolos of Bizuyim, but it would be the same thing. Same halacha with Hakah. If it was Hakah, me din techacha. Nira Shein Zeraka, the Kolos of Bizuyim, Sheinam Nechainim, Lufi din Teresain Akadosh, the Yeshbohen Isra Inaz Dvarim. Ma Shein came Bidvarim, Shehem Lashem Shamayim. Oy Shein Bem Signaim Isra Inaz Dvarim. Over there, the halacha would be that you have no right to fight back. So, if the boy was waking him up Lashem Shamayim, then technically, the one reacting would be chayiv, even if he reacted in a way which was measured, which was appropriate. Right? That's the halach, the chayiv. And at the same time, I will say, I think that it really depends on the gedarim of halach. I think it would be talui if halachically he has a recht to wake him up. So that means like this. Lagabe shachris, tefila b'tzibur, I think you have the right to wake him up. Although I will say over a maisa, last year a vekar sent a shayla through a mechanech to the yeshiva. There's a boy in the yeshiva where he vexed, he has a hard time waking up. And no matter what he does, he can't get this boy out of bed. So what he started doing is that at least he turns on the light. Turns on the light. And Nebuch, it's a boy, he's a troubled boy, he's a hard time getting out of bed. A lot of teenagers, very common. So, one time, this boy asked the vekar on his way out, he said, "Look, I'm not getting up for shachar, so I'm going to close the light." So he asked his Rebbe, "What should he do?" "Nebuch, the kid's not coming to shachar." They sent the shayla with me to Shmuel. Shmuel said, "If you know for sure he's not coming to shachar, it means unfortunately there's a problem there. He has an issue. Train yourself to be a man, shut the light." You always have to make a shikul. You always have to be making cheshbonos. Yeah, nish. That's not for everybody, also. But the point is, there's always a cheshbon that needs to be made. So when you hamlik shachris, then he has to get up. Going to second seder, Rabbi says not for the kelly. Like going to second seder, lav dafka. Yeah, you have the right to say I'm waking you up l'shem shemayim. Yeah. I hope none of my yingalite are listening. The guy's in camp, you know what I mean? He's in a matzah where it's... Now, maybe if it'll affect the oilam. In this case, it was from one of the smaller programs. That's what I mentioned at the outset. If it would have been Agudas Masmidim, 250 boys, very shvach l'shem shemayim deketayna. You have a case where it's a place with, I don't know, the place, 60 boys, and 10 of them are missing. It's a rifyon, it's a great rifyon. I'm still not convinced that it's l'shem shemayim, and I also believe that if you're doing it for fun, even if technically you could claim l'shem shemayim, but if you're doing it for fun, you don't have a heter of l'shem shemayim.
What about a chavrusa?
Huh? Chavrusa, gotta find a new one. In any event, Rabbi Isai, in this case, I passed him that he was tayyib in the 975. The shayla of lav bal dvaram didiyat, I think, is not a taina b'chlal. This is derech agav. I think lav bal dvaram didiyat is not a taina because in chavala, there's Rabbi Chanan and Kavit Shurim and Ksubis, he's mechiach this. Mei chavala is not paying, I don't pay the bill, that's not the din. The din is I have to provide you with the ability to get better. And that's the din of Demei Ripoy. If Yanko Bloy in Pesachei Choshen brings, let's say somebody has insurance, and his bills are going to be covered by insurance. If Yanko Bloy says, still the halachas you have to pay, he has to speak now to his insurance company. He has to say, I made money off of it, I didn't need you to cover it. But after upon him, Demei Ripoy goes straight to the Nechbal. Again, cases where Yechevel Be'evet, he brings rayas from Kaiser Bochanan, brings rayas where Yechevel Be'evet. The Shiloh, you didn't need to get stitches. You could have had a smudge on your forehead. That's often a halach in Shulchan Aruch, Lani is daiti. There's a case in Shulchan Aruch of somebody who's chayvul ba'iroi shel chaveiroi. You do something which causes somebody's skin color to change. Shulchan Aruch state that you have a chiyuv of ripui, you have an obligation, al tzachiyuv of ripui, to be merape him, to give him the ability to heal his skin. I think skin color changing is the same as leaving a scar that will be mafriya, that will be nicker. So I think there's a chiyuv ripui al tzachar. So at least Abayi said we got to the first two shaylas. I'm sorry. I was mechayev him to pay the 975. I told the boy who gets the 975 he has to give it to his parents. Shouldn't pocket it. And atoponim, these are these first two halachas and. The third round of Mitzvah Hashem will have to reserve it for a different time. Rabbi said, I'd like to wish everybody a Ksivah Chasim HaTayva. Tzakidish Hashem to come out and learn. Even on a Labor Day. Tzakidish Hashem, even on a day's vacation. Chilas Dinei Shal Adam is a Sakta Bateira. Eib Shal Hafen, Tzchus HaTayra, Zol Baishtein, Ksivah Chasim HaTayva.